Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 28th of September of the year 2020, and not much longer left in this year, which is exciting or misery-inducing, depending on whether you think the problem is the year or the problem is the downward decline of the human species. Your guest today on the podcast is Mr. Will Anderson, just back from his triumphant virtual tour of different brands. Will, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, and it's great to be back from a virtual tour and to be actually here. I mean, obviously, you know, the land of brands for me, a virtual tour through the land of brands. I'm like a little Augustus Gloop going into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and constantly having to resist the urge to drink from the chocolate river and get carted away by Oompa Loompas. It's been quite a journey through the imagination, but it's good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back. Today you'll be bringing us all the latest in business news as our top story, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And this week, scientists have come out with a new ranking of most popular innovations in social etiquette as a result of social distancing. The new social distanced etiquette includes, top of the list, ironically tapping elbows, ironically air hugging and making a sad face, and ironically lunging away from someone who's invading your now 6-foot bubble of personal space. Surprisingly, the high five too slow has gone from being a juvenile and cruel prank to being a valued act of life-saving heroism and lightning-fast reflexes, which would reassure all bullies from the 90s. And Democratic vice presidential nominee Dwayne The Rock Johnson has caused controversy after tearing the gates off his own mansion when the electric functionality failed, leaving him facing the prospect of running late to one of his campaign rallies. Pundits are divided as to whether this is awesome, concerning, or definitely both. It's definitely both. If you were an American, would you be voting for the Rock/Island 2020 campaign?
I absolutely will be voting for The Rock. I couldn't be more behind The Rock. And I understand his frustration when the electricity goes down at his mansion, because obviously The Rock, most famously, you can always smell what The Rock is cooking. How are you possibly able to smell what The Rock is cooking when, how can the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment be electrifying without electricity? That is the conundrum of our times.
I watched his Instagram, and if you see the post that he did, it's first the post saying that he tore off his own gates and then the post saying he vaguely regrets tearing off his own gates and just thought that he maybe could have jumped over the fence and caught an Uber instead.
I mean, I think politically, you know, we'd all be happy if Donald Trump only committed his crimes once a week on cheat day, The Rock style. This is what we know about The Rock. He's going to be a good vice president for 6 days of the week. And then one day a week, he's going to have a cheat day and he's going to pardon some criminals and commit some crimes of his own.
And that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ads now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Imagine a postcard on the wall above your dresser. A glorious sunset, a pristine beach, a sensually oiled up person luxuriating on a towel. God, you need a holiday. We could all do with something that refreshing right now. But we can't. We can't have that. So instead, try reaching for half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, it's not as refreshing as a nice holiday, but it's not not refreshing at all. Half a glass of water. Better than nothing at being better than nothing. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dim Lighting, for when you'd rather not see most stuff. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by one of our favourite recurring sponsors, Flunch. By the people who brought you Slurm and Glub, Flunch is a nutrition-adjacent meal replacement for the person on the go at home. Unlike Slurm and Glub, whose patented semi-sentient slug matrix would slowly make its way into your mouth through the course of the day, Flunch takes the tight-lipped slowness out of that agonizing process. Flunch is the speed glub for home use. Simply install the patented Flunch trebuchet into the corner of any room in your home, and its motion sensors ensure that any time you move past, we will fling our proprietary blend of proteins and other ingredients directly at your throat. Once there, the Flunch will claw its way into your nearest open orifice in its desperate urge to find your digestive tract. Now for vegans. Flunch that needs you to eat it. Gelatinous and primitive, its crude approximation of consciousness is programmed to only one ultimate goal, to immolate itself through your slightly unwilling consumption like an Instagram influencer. Your stomach reluctantly breaking it down into its constituent nutrient components is a merciful end to an agony beyond its rudimentary comprehension. Flunch. It's glob, but more suddenly...
I'm a fan of Flunch. I was introduced to Flunch by Tom Brady, the NFL star Tom Brady, who's obviously somebody who's incredibly, you know, interested in his health, but constantly on the go, married to Giselle, of course. And, you know, he's one of the best NFL footballers of all time. And this is just a guy who does not have time to sit down for a regular lunch. This is a guy who needs his lunch flung at him at any time. And I believe he was actually the person who originally came up with the Flunch, wanted to call it the Brady Flunch, which apparently had some sort of proprietary copyright situation that he couldn't get into.
Yes, indeed. And I think that they used his throwing arm as a model for one of the Flunch trebuchets that they equip your homes with.
I believe that's actually 100% correct, Alice. It's amazing that I forgot to say that when I was actually telling this story, because that was... of course, the original link. They had to throw this Flunch so accurately at people, they had to base it on the most accurate arm in the NFL.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And that's all the time we have for your ads, because now it's time for your top story. Top story today is business news. What's happening in the world of business news right now?
Well, Alice, you know that I love business and I'm a businessman. I'm madman as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm the advertising commando and I earned my stripes in the advertising world wars of the 80s and I still have the scars. So in alarming business news, business confidence is reported to be down worldwide.
Oh, no.
This has been reported as being due to unforeseen circumstances, which seems to clear it up. Not only are business stocks down, but business socks are also down.
Oh, no.
Being worn by businessmen and women at half-mast to mourn the loss of business confidence worldwide. Now, this is alarming news for the advertising industry,
and the data
Alice. As we all know, advertising is the poetry the poetry of capitalism. And at the moment, the poem starts with the boy stood on the burning bridge, his pocket full of crackers. So how do we get business confidence back? How do we literally pull those business socks back up? One thing the advertising industry has never lacked is confidence, Alice. You could put that down to the fact that it's an aspirational industry built around problem solving. But mostly I put it down to cocaine. It's amazing how much confidence $300 Australian or about 30 English pounds can buy you. But if we are going to get business through this time, we need a drug that will boost their confidence even more than cocaine. That's why I'm proud to be launching my new artisanal drug, Sense. I know what you're asking. What is Sense? Come on, Will, you're not making sense. But that's where you'd be wrong. I am making sense. I am currently making it out of a garage at the back of my house. Sense is a drug perfect for capitalism, as it's actually made from grinding down old out of circulation 1 cent and 2 cent coins into a fine powder. No longer will it be enough to snort drugs through money. The money is the drug. That's pure capitalism straight to the brain. Come on. You know it makes sense, which is also the slogan for our first campaign. Now, obviously, the 1 and 2 cent coins are the standard part of our range. If you will, the common sense. But the best bit, and this is totally legal, as we say at Sense, the copper can't bust you for doing a line of copper. Of course, if you want to elevate the senses, we also have our range of elevated senses. $1 coins, $2 coins, collector coins, gold coins. If you find them, we'll grind them. It's an artisanal wallet to nostril experience. If you're looking for something that will just make you giggle and not take things too seriously, I suggest our sense of humor range.
Oh, no.
And if you're looking for something cheeky, I particularly recommend our sixth sense, which comes with a real unexpected kick at the end. And that's your business news, Alice.
Oh, thank you so much for bringing us that news, Will Anderson. That's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing in to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice et al. That's you today, Will.
Et Will.
Dear Alice et Will, I can't help but notice the glaring omission of an explanation about the disappearance of sub-producer Harriet Wells and the sudden attribution of some rather menacing epithets to sub-producer Ped Hunter. Are you going to try and tell us that these are unrelated, or is this some kind of octopus tribes type sinister shit? Best regards, Tomas. Have you got anything to say to Tomas, Will?
I would say, Tomas, I think you're onto something. I think this was the wrong place to bring this information. That's all I would say. You can't go to the source of the conspiracy for answers about the conspiracy. I've got a few websites I can direct you to, and all I would say is do your own research.
I would say, Tomas, this is an incredibly stupid letter to the editor. As Will said, why would you expose yourself to me like this? I know your IP address. I know where you live. You don't want to disappear like Harriet Wells did. But remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, a quick word from your Alice Fraser.
Hi, listeners in my dimension. Do subscribe to our podcast feed. We're literally the only daily satirical news podcast set in an alternate dimension. What's not to like? We might not do everything or indeed anything very well, but we do a lot of it. Tell your friends about us.
Thanks, Alice.
No worries, Alice.
Your guest today on the podcast was Will Anderson. Will, have you got anything to plug?
I have a website. It's called tofop.com, T-O-F-O-P, and you can find all the podcasts I do at tofop.com. I have 4 weekly podcasts. One is called Tofop, one is called Fofop, one is called Two Guys, One Cup, an AFL-adjacent podcast. And then, of course, I have Willosophy with Will Anderson, which is an interview podcast where I interview interesting people, and Alice has been on that podcast twice. So you can find the episodes and go and have a listen to that if you would like.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser. Behind the scenes, look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.